Blog Talk Radio.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
My
you
God.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first.
Hold up. I told you that's not the theme song no more. That's right. Same day, new time, same motherfucking group. That's right. BSI Network. Yours truly, the CEO, spelled with three X's, Mike Knox, because I'm hardcore. I am live from KPVIP, but damn it, hit my phone. How about that? 347-637-3859. Here's number to call in. Perfect Pledge Talk Radio. Getting your wrestling fix before wrestling even comes on. I cannot do this by myself. I got a tag team partner because, frankly, right now, I'm already out of breath. So I'm going to tag them in. What's going on, Spot Face?
What's going on, man? Happy Hour is live in the VIP. We got the Moet popping. We got the hors d'oeuvres. We're getting into it early. What's going on?
Big day. The hors d'oeuvres? What you got? Pig in the blanket?
Pig in the blanket, little mini beef patty.
So.
I mean, little spring rolls. You know, something light before dinner.
Before dinner. 347-637-3859. That is the number to call in, people. Why? Because today we got a heck of a show for you. Today we want to just get into Raw, talk about what happened last week in Raw, continue to do what we do here in the barbershop, because we know that you cannot call into this program and not be able to talk openly and freely, because simply it's just not the barbershop.
What's going on here? Is this the barbershop? Is this a barbershop?
Yes,
it's a barbershop. Yes. I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's
yeah,
all right.
You got to tell the pop
down. Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
You understand that? You can say whatever, whenever, to whoever you want to in the barbershop. And the best part about it is be grown. Be a man about your thing. Even if you're a mark, even if you're a smart mark, even if you're an intelligent wrestling fan, like company included, say what you want to say, because at the end of the day,
great cash, homie.
That's all it's about. Now, tonight, we're going to discuss Raw, get into the Raw preview, what's going on tonight, what we expect from tonight. Also, review last week's Raw. Why? Because new day, new time. We're going to break some things down. But we still want to go back into our questions, what we do best. And this week, we're going to still give you the rehashed version of yours truly, Mr. Hashtag, I say what you will not say. Hashtag, Mr. Blog Talk Radio. Hashtag, I made y'all all famous trying to be like me. Hashtag, you mad because your girl want me, but you can't be me. So she just has to settle for hearing my voice. Now, also, we're going to discuss this week the Shield. Do you believe in the Shield, Spot Face, or is it all just hype? You know, is it hype? Do you believe in the Shield? We're going to discuss that. Also, our new segment, In the World of Markism. This is for all you marks out there. Listen, I'm not making fun of you when I use that word, because at times I, too, can be a mark. But this one is exactly for all you guys out there and all your groups. The question we're going to pose to you guys this evening, is Hill Ziggler already his title run already a bust? Also, the difference between the NXT and the WWE and other difference between entertainment and wrestling, i.e., Spotface has been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks. One day it's going to be called Mania, not WrestleMania. Let's break down the difference between the fractions, if you will, so to speak. Also, we want to discuss, is this feud too soon for Ryback and John Cena? Personally, I love the promo that he cut last week, but we want to hear from you. 347-637-3859. And also, I'm going to tell y'all this week why I'm hardcore. Frankly, because, again, like Rock last week, is it kayfabe or is it real? What's going on with CM Punk? We want to hear from you. Spotface, what you want to talk about first this evening before we go ahead and give him the, this week in wrestling with Chad Rivera?
First thing I want to talk about is I'm going to give a shout out to TNA.
Uh-oh.
I'm giving him a shout out.
Uh-oh.
Unrehearsed, unscheduled shout out. Because again, they try to push the envelope
Pick
with what they got. they try to push the envelope with what they got, and I got to respect it. I see where they're going with the Aces and Eights. I think it's, you know, too little too late, but they're trying to save it. At
NXT,
least they're going out there.
NXT, and, NXT, NXT.
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't me.
You keep going on about this program. I'm about to check NXT out.
NXT, NXT.
I'm just saying, it's like hearing Cena sucks chant. Like, what are you supposed to do about it? You know what I mean?
In the middle of the one shout out that TNA is gonna get all night. You know, like I said, I just want to shout them out for at least trying to salvage what they already messed up. I'll say that. Oh, and they do need to bring Abyss back. That company needs a monster. They need a big guy, and they need that desperately. So shout out to them for that.
Well, before we get into the show, I see the lines are already on fire. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. Let's talk this week in wrestling with Chad Rivera. Why? Because, damn it, you can't have a show about wrestling history if you don't have any goddamn history.
This week in wrestling history, April 22nd through April 28th. TNA held lockdown on April 23rd, 2006 from the Impact Zone in Orlando, Florida. On the card, we saw Team Japan, represented by Black Tiger 4, Minoru Tanaka, and Hiroki Goto, defeat Team USA, represented by Sanjay Dutt, Jay Lethal, and Alex Shelley in a Six Sides of Steel match. Chris Sabin defeated Elix Skipper with Simon Diamond, Petey Williams with Coach D'Amore, Chase Stevens, Sharkboy, and Puma in an escape match. Samoa Joe retained his TNA X Division title, defeating Sabu in a Six Sides of Steel match. Christian Cage retained his NWA World Heavyweight Championship, defeating Abyss with James Mitchell in a Six Sides of Steel match. And in the main event, Sting's Warriors, represented by Sting, AJ Styles, Ron Killings, and Rhino, defeated Jarrett's Army, represented by Jeff Jarrett, Scott Steiner, and America's Most Wanted, with Gail Kim and Jackie Gaeta in a Lethal Lockdown match. The WWF held the very first Unforgiven on April 26, 1998, at the Greensboro Coliseum in Greensboro, North Carolina. On this inaugural event, we saw Farouk, Ken Shamrock, and Steve Blackman defeat The Nation, represented by The Rock, D'Lo Brown, and Mark Henry, with Kamu Mustafa in a six-man tag team match. Triple H retained his WWF European Championship, defeating Owen Hart. The New Age Outlaws retained their WWF Tag Team titles, defeating LOD 2000 with Sonny. The Undertaker defeated Kane with Paul Bearer in the very first Inferno match. And in the main event, Dude Love defeated Stone Cold Steve Austin by disqualification in a match for the WWF Championship. The AWA and NWA co-promoted Rage in a Cage on April 28, 1986 at the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey. On the card, we saw NWA United States Heavyweight Champion Magnum T.A. defeat Baron Von Raschke. AWA Tag Team Champions Scott Hall and Kurt Hennig defeated Conga the Barbarian and Boris Zukov. Nick Bockwinkel defeated Larry Zbysko in a Texas Death Match. NWA National Champion Tully Blanchard defeated Ronnie Garvin via disqualification. AWA World Heavyweight Champion Stan Hansen defeated Leon White. Dusty Rhodes defeated Arn Anderson in the Steel Cage match. And in the main event, the Road Warriors defeated Ivan and Nikita Koloff in the Steel Cage match. WWF In Your House 7, Good Friends, Better Enemies was held on April 28, 1996 from the Omaha Civic Auditorium in Omaha, Nebraska. We saw Owen Hart and the British Bulldog defeat Jake Roberts and Ahmed Johnson in the tag team match. The Ultimate Warrior defeated Goldust with Marlena by countout in a match for the WWF Intercontinental title. Vader with Jim Cornette defeated Razor Ramon. The Bodydonnas with Sonny retained their WWF Tag Team titles, defeating the Godwins with Hillbilly Jim. And in the main event, Shawn Michaels retained his WWF Championship, defeating Diesel in a no-holds-barred match. Notable birthdays this week in wrestling: Ezekiel Jackson turns 34, Chuck Taylor turns 26, Tony Atlas turns 69, Yuji Nagata turns 45, The Amazing Red turns 31, Tank Abbott turns 48, Kane turns 46, Ron Reese turns 43, Violent J turns 41, Johnny Devine turns 39, Alex Riley turns 32, and WWE Champion John Cena turns 36. Notable deaths this week in wrestling: Johnny Valentine passed away on April 24th, 2001 at the age of 72. Playboy Buddy Rose passed away on April 28th, 2009 at the age of 56. The legendary Lou Thesz passed away on April 28, 2002 at the age of 86. And Chris Candido passed away on April 28, 2005 at the age of 33. This has been This Week in Wrestling History. Mike Knox, back to you.
Really? Really?
He named some people's birthday spot that I have never even heard of. I forgot. I hadn't heard of them so much that when
well,
I went to say their names, I couldn't even say
Violent,
their name.
Violent J is from Insane Clown Posse, and they were in WCW at one point. But off that week in wrestling history, don't you miss the In Your House pay-per-views where they had names for whatever feud was going on?
Yeah, that was pretty innovative. It really was. But let's get into Raw last week, Spotface. And that leads us to two of our questions into our three count this week. One being, is the Ryback-Cena feud too soon? But before we dive into that one, I want to dive into this work, the word of the Mark-isms this week with the Hill Ziggler losing to American Jack Swagger last week. And people already rushing the stage and quickly ready to jump on that his push is null and void. And reason why I think the Mark world that we're so accustomed to being a part of is I use it so much, but it's so often with these fellows. I'm quite sure if they're ever with a woman that everything just comes so early they wouldn't know what to do. They couldn't control themselves, if you understand what I'm saying. Okay? After one match, people, what happened to the days where's your wrestling history at? Where Flair didn't win, where Triple H didn't win, where several other wrestlers who had titles didn't win until it was pay-per-view time. They got over on the mic, they lost in the ring. But so I just think, I know that their track record doesn't speak well for itself. I understand that. And I do. But remember, I'm one of the few people that says, wrestling's making a turn. It's going to change with the regime that's taking over. I know you said they don't have time to do that, but it's in front of us, Spy. You have to admit that you finally see that it's in front of us, that they're doing a change of the guard, so to speak, if you will.
I do see that, but again, and I'm going to speak in my opinion, I just feel like...
You speaking.
Right. Well, like I said, I just hope it's a different... They don't have time for change because when they ushered out the Hogan era to what I like to call the heart, HBK era, you saw the transition coming in time. You saw those guys elevate in time.
Hey, so hold on. So because they didn't do it in a timely fashion or do it somewhere that made sense to most of us, it's too late? Or they don't have time for it? I'm sorry. That's a very empty opinion.
It's microwave. So I would call this the microwave era, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I can accept that.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with a hot pocket every once in a while if it's a good hot pocket. I'm just saying. It goes in the microwave. It's a hot pocket. You got children.
I feel like that's where they're going wrong.
Okay, I get that. But you have to look at – you watch it to grasp and to hope that it's going to be great again one day. Or at least at this point, good again one day. So sometimes to me, everybody – they're like Philadelphia. They're like Philly fan. You know, Philly fan – they jump up the ridge at the sign of anything going bad. I'm watching a game last night, and they're like, yeah, typically in this city right now, they're just waiting for the wheels to fall off. That's wrestling fan. Wrestling fan is so used to being screwed over that they're just ready to jump off the bridge and slip their wrist already. Just relax and see what happens sometimes. Yeah, that's my only quarrel with people. And for the most part, I'm sounding like KME there. For the most part, we get screwed in the end, you know. No Vaseline, no lube. They don't even spit on it. They're just straight,
the
just
fans
give it to
them. Vince didn't screw the fans.
The fans screwed the fans. There you go. The fans screwed the fans. You need to tweet that out right now. Okay? The fans screwed the fans because they sit there and they expect something that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? And I understand that a lot of times I believe in the WWE and what they give me. But I just say, let's pump our brakes a little bit when it comes to Dolph Ziggler. Okay? And I say it because... All right, here go a better question, since you're on the other half of the fence a little bit, no broke back intended. Why don't people think Ziggler can do it when all signs points to the company does believe in him, being the end-of-the-year push with Cena, being that he was the Money in the Bank winner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Because that was the time fans were invested. I'm one of those fans. I want to invest in an athlete. I want to invest in a character. I want to invest. Like, when I hit you up on the phone asking you, did you see Ryback's promo? And you know I've crapped over Ryback being that Goldberg gimmick from day one. But when he got to talk, I got to invest, and it all made sense. I think us fans, we look for Ziggler to climb up after the John Cena thing, and he was pushed right back down.
Like, but pushed back down to what? But see, what title does he have? The new workhorse title, for what it's worth, is the world heavyweight title. You know what I'm saying? So what are they doing to say that he got pushed back down? We you and I, you openly, which I know was hard for you because we both are CM Punk guys. You know what I mean? And we'll get into him later. But we said, he can't be the company guy because of the tattoos. And people say that Dolph Ziggler can't be the company guy because his name's a porn name. You get what I'm saying? But
that's
I get that. But at the end of the day, they can change his name at any given time. And he still has a better look that they give The Miz permission to do, that they give the reason why they keep Ted DiBiase Jr. around because of his personal appearances. You know what I'm saying?
His clean shaving.
He has a clean look. He has a younger, younger look, you know?
Right.
So I don't see why everybody says he can't be the guy. I understand he has some grooming. Let's say he needs a heck of a grooming going on. But he has yet to do anything in the company, and I think people are so willing to just say, oh, there he goes scoring him again. Hold on, I'm gonna forget his name for a second. Why can't Swagger and him have a? They were already fighting. Why is it so wrong for him to lose to Jack Swagger, who was on a roll, who lost one match leading up to WrestleMania?
Because it's like this: you don't go from making out with the head cheerleader to the captain of the debate team. If you understand what I'm saying, you don't go from dancing with John Cena at main event and pay per views, which they did at a TLC, to go back down to Jack Swagger, who we know has just been punished, who's not looking to get that title. So it's like a downgrade. You can't be pushed off a downgrade. That's what some fans are looking at it. And if you take it with that analogy, you can understand where they're coming from. Not saying it's right, but look at it from that perspective, and it's like,
turn off your damn TV. I say that to you all the time. What are you still watching for if every time they give you any glimpse or something don't go the way you want it to go? What you just say? The new motto, fans screws the fans. Mr. McMahon didn't screw us. WWE didn't screw us. We did it to ourselves. I got super hyped for WrestleMania. WrestleMania let me down because I wanted – because I let myself get so hyped over it that when I was disappointed – and again, I wasn't disappointed in WrestleMania in the wrestling. I want my Mania to be Mania, not WrestleMania. You know what I mean? I want to see the glitz, the glamour, and the things that happen at WrestleMania. But that means
it's
what
entertainment product.
Not at all. But I believe in Dolph Ziggler. I do. I say hold your goddamn horses and wait a second. But we got a call coming in from my man Hugo. I believe it's him. I should get used to the number by now. Let's find out. 212. This is you on with Perfect Plex Talk Radio, the franchise players. How can we help you?
What's going on, Mike?
There it is.
What you want?
I must have said something that made you upset.
Nah. I mean, I agree with you on that standpoint. You know that I've been a Ziggler supporter with you, man. You know, hold your horses on that, man. Just give him a chance. I just hate when people just go ahead and start attacking Dolph Ziggler for no reason, man.
So quickly, though, that's what gets me, Hugo. It's so fast that they're ready to denounce him winning the title because he lost the match. And I say that doesn't denounce him because he's the champion. Remember Jesse the Body Ventura made it famous? He doesn't have to win, Gorilla. You know, he's the champion.
Yep.
Who cares if he loses a nine? He doesn't care if he loses a nine-title match in the scheme of who his character is. As long as he wins at the pay-per-view and escapes away like scabies or leeches to you. I'm sorry, I was watching Lean On Me a couple of weeks back, that, and they got a commercial. Like Ric Flair always won. Dusty Rhodes would beat his tailpipes up until the Great American Bash.
For 54 minutes, Dusty Rhodes would whip Ric Flair for 58 minutes and lose in a final two.
Man, just because, we don't have people like John Cena, for example, that he never loses, man. You know, is that what he's supposed to be with Dolph Ziggler, that he can't lose all the time? Come on,
no,
man, give him a chance.
You don't give him a chance, man. But Spot, I know where you're going. And you know, you and I, we go back the Jordans that just came out 3 years ago. But we go back like that. But in this conversation, we go back and forth like tennis. And I tell you, who cares if he loses matches when he still had the Money in the Bank, when he still was in the main event slot regardless? He was knocking on the door. You know what I mean? As a character, it's not about wins and losses. It's about the titles and the pay-per-view matches you get. Think about it, people. You're intelligent. I'm schooling you. Big Daddy Knox is in the building. 347-637-3859. Before we move on to our next subject, because this goes with the Raw last week, because all that was about Raw, and I mean every Facebook group, and only one I really care about. Well, I won't say that because that's not fair. But, you know, the one that shows me the most love, the Smack Talk Center live in the UK. Book, book, shut up to Mark Knox. I don't want you to know you guys out there biting me, okay? You know, it was in there. It was in the, what's the group we in, Hugo? The SS, I don't know their names too goddamn much. SS presents the Old Skulls. The old Skulls posting group, you know what I mean? And there as well, and a couple other groups. I just say, let's back our heels off of Hill Ziggler until he loses the title within 2 weeks.
But you know what it is? You can't win the title and be on a high and then you get clean.
I guarantee you, if you give me by next week, I can go back in history and pull tapes that happened. That has happened so many times that you guys are like, oh, my God, I didn't pitch this to it.
It's happening to a guy that some fans don't have faith in. You got to look at the fans that's complaining. It's not all fans. It's not the knowledge.
You know who's complaining? The guys that didn't want to believe in him in the first place. They don't understand why he's there. Those are the guys that are complaining. Because I don't complain. All them times me and you talked, I never complained about him losing matches. Did I ever tell you that? I was like, yeah, he's losing. But guess what he was every time? He still had the briefcase. You get what I'm saying? I understood that he was losing matches, but he was still always relevant. But before we take the next call, and Jazz, whatever, with your bad potty language towards Dolph Ziggler, okay? You keep that language over there.
Don't hate on Dolph.
You know what I mean? He said, tell him, Chris. Spot face ain't telling me Jack Doodle Squat. But
Don't hate on Ziggles. I am a fan of Ziggles.
Is Ryback and John Cena too soon? Spot, this is your question. Because I'm ready.
Yes.
You must think that it is that you asked the question. Because I'm ready to jump on this thing like my wife out the shower. Come on. Hit me.
I think it's too soon for this reason and this reason only. I wanted Ryback to be almost Batista. And what I mean by that is, by the time Cena and Batista met up, their careers were damn near parallel.
Right.
What I mean by that is, one was world champion on one brand, the other one was WWE champion on the other. So
no collection plates being passed yet. Go ahead. You're making all my argument points for me to go against you.
But what I'm saying is, you can't just pull Ryback from getting squashed each and every month. So all of a sudden, now I'm a complete badass, and now me and John Cena ain't friends
at all. Oh, you're making my feet hurt so bad. I'm going to just step on you because you're like nails right now. Listen, that made no sense at all.
Exactly, because I'm like nails. I'm like a criminal.
You are. I got to lock you up like the wrestler nails. Check it, man. He's a badass. He's always been a badass. What has made him a badass? Beating two guys, beating three guys, picking up people, slamming people, pay-per-view matches. Yeah, that matters. I just made that argument compelling for Hill Ziggler winning those, or you know, his win-loss record there, and how Ryback didn't.
Exactly.
Ryback, hold on, and Ryback's promo.
How is he a badass when he can't beat The Shield, but he can beat three other guys?
Because The Shield, we get on that later, is The Shield for whatever reason. Believe in The Shield, or is it too much of a hype? But we're talking about your boy right now. Listen, remember, I was the first one where all y'all laughed at me like I was a little kid at the candy store and said I liked the ride back. Remember? Remember early on? Okay. And then you hit me. I know he could talk. I'm like, yo, I've always told you he could talk. I've been a Ryback fan since Skip Sheffield, since I first saw the guy debut on NXT.
Wait, Ryback isn't a new wrestler?
He was there before? Of course he was. You didn't know that?
He looked like the guy that was in Nexus. But his name wasn't Ryback, so I just assumed that it wasn't Ryback.
Well, it's okay, because for years I thought that the Dynamite Kid was Chris Benoit. So it's okay. I believe it. But Ryback, okay, it's not too soon because they don't have time to go and do anything else. We just talked about how they're in a shift right now. They got to do something. Ryback, for whatever reason, which I don't have the faintest idea why, is over. Okay, but he's the monster. He is a monster. He's the only one that, if you look at it, even though it probably will never happen, can probably beat Super Cena. I'm sorry, that meme that I seen last week that I posted was the craziest thing ever. And it talked about all the things Mick Foley went through. Off of Hell in a Cell twice, hit with 32 chairs, all that kind of stuff. And it says John Cena. It says John Cena kicks out at 2, AA wins the match. I thought that was all funny. But I think this is our boy calling in, Chad. Chad, is this you?
Hello?
570.
Hey.
Well, who's this?
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I talked to you, I think it was in the summertime, about CZW.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm listening to you guys talk about Raw, and I think the best Raw I seen was in Jersey. How the fans were totally behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should do. I think they should just do it in Jersey.
Well, I said last week that I think fans should take over the show themselves, the same way they did in Jersey last week. You're gonna boo what you want to boo. I think that make a better. And they tried to do it last week when they kept saying how the crowd was, but the crowd wherever they were last week didn't buy into none of that stuff that happened the week before. So again, the fans screwed the fans.
They're too dumb. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Because I watched Raw, and when you think the storyline is great, it's good. But when they fuck it up, they can fuck it up like a wet pussy.
Oh,
Joe.
I got to mute you, man. It's 6:30. We're not PG. We're more like
We're like NR. We're like
right. NR.
17.
6 o'clock. We got the kiddies listening, man.
Like, geez, man.
I know in the barbershop and anything goes, but that kind of language at 6:30. But I'm gonna bring you back on, Joe. I give you that warning because I like your conversation. But I echo your sentiments. what you're saying.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're gonna put you back on the old show. 347-637-3859.
He's a passionate guy.
It's real to me, damn it. I like he was saying, I do think the crowd should be more, you know, into the match. We said that last week that the crowd should take over. That way the fans don't screw themselves. And they did a poor job, in my opinion, last week of doing that. And, you know, and especially WWE really, you know what? They are like, what do they call them people when someone dies? Ambulance chasers? That's the WWE right now. How they tried to turn that Van Dango thing into something that would work positive for them. And it completely, utterly backfired on them last week on Monday Night Raw. But I hate. I mean that with a passion. I hate when I like something that I don't know why I like it. But I've always thought the guy could wrestle. I always thought the guy can wrestle. I'm going to say that. I know people think that he can't. I've seen him in NXT. The guy can wrestle. Okay?
You love this damn NXT.
We're going to get into it, dog. I'm telling you, NXT is the best wrestling show on television today. Key word in there is, I want wrestling. Well, there it is. But, you know, I don't think it's too soon for Ryback and Cena. I don't want to dwell on, you know, beat a dead drum. I don't think that it's too soon.
It is, man. You know this commander.
Who else can he fight? Name me four
right
other
now?
Guys. Who else could he fight that you would believe in that he could fight right now?
Who, Ryback?
John Cena. And, matter of fact,
now.
Forget that. Who do you put with Ryback besides Mark Henry or Sheamus?
Big Show. Ryback hasn't done that yet.
Boring.
It could be boring, but it can
boring.
Go somewhere. All I'm saying is get Ryback to SummerSlam. And then you have him versus Cena as the marquee, and that's the route you want to go. Since The Rock is, quote-unquote, hurt, and we don't know when he's able to compete again, quote-unquote. So why not do that? Why are we wasting Ryback and Cena for Extreme Rules? Or what's after that? I don't have a schedule for pay-per-views in front of me. What you say?
You got a pay-per-view called Payback.
WWE has a pay-per-view called Payback this year?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you serious? Okay, who's in creative? I mean, the dude in creative for that
You're wrong.
I have a problem with you.
You're wrong. Well, look.
WWE payback. I thought that was backlash. Like,
let me tell y'all.
Tuesday.
Hold on. Let me tell you why I'm hardcore. I'm going to tell you why I'm hardcore right now, okay? Because people, do me a favor, and this is no disrespect to all my friends out there in the wrestling news business. None whatsoever. That's my disclaimer. But other than that, I don't even care about my disclaimer because this is why I don't care about none of y'all right now, because this is real talk. I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired of everybody reading and believing everything that someone puts out there. CM Punk signed a contract. He signed a very lucrative contract that gave him every single thing he asked for in the contract. He held the belt longer than no one had held the belt since, I think, like Hulk Hogan. Okay? Pete, what I'm saying, morons and idiots and Mark Nation. I, too, can be a Mark, but right now I'm talking about you. Okay? Yes, he lost. Let's use the brain. You know, the brain that's 3 feet above your arse. Just use it and say to yourself, could he be at WrestleMania in hindsight? Yes. Did I want to see a triple threat match? Yes. Did you? Yes. But it's about the dollar bill, people. And when it comes to the dollar bill, CM Punk wrestled John Cena to see who would wrestle The Rock. Bam. He lost to John Cena. Bam. Before that, he lost to The Rock because The Rock, bam, we knew we were going to be scheduled to fight John Cena. Bam. Did anybody really think that he would beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania? Exactly. So the fact that he came back and he went out the way that he went out on TV and this quote-unquote rumor that just started swirling, like your girls out there who don't comb your hair, just looks nappy in the wind. Okay, and I'm talking about most of you men who have hair like women who don't comb it. That's nasty. They got Axe got gel for that. Let's get that. Okay, and if you're black, go to the barber. Okay, that all of a sudden he didn't want to cry to be off of TV. Let's name greats that went out on TV like he did. Bobby the Brain Heenan, Chris Jericho, Batista, many, many, many more. The man is hurt, legitimately. Why do we know he's hurt now? Outside of the rumors, because WWE confirmed it. The only place that WWE confirms things, people, is on where? WWE.com or WWE app. Listen, stop reading what Johnny in his mama's basement that never gets a girl that eats Sonic, Wawa, and Taco Bell every day with Arby's for dessert telling you what's going on in the wrestling world and tune into right here to show the pros listen to while I talk to them on a daily basis. That's why I'm hardcore spot.
Are you mad? Tell them why you mad. And for the record, those opinions of Mike Knox, because we all know Spot did not want to see no triple threat. Spot wanted to see what would have made the most sense, and all fans would have loved it the way the match turned out. Streak versus the title. Thank you. I just like to clear that up.
Anyway, Hugo.
You're welcome. What happened to that
Spot, man? You're such a hater, man. I'm telling you, you really are a hater.
I hate Hugo. You know, after rest, you know, we all would have marked up for the streak versus the title. You know,
I get that, but guess what? No one wants to see Undertaker as a champion.
Exactly.
Well,
so it couldn't
have
happened.
It could have happened the way he's coming back. So it could have happened.
Oh my God, he's coming back to do a tour that's overseas.
Hey,
think
so you're
going to be wrestling full time? You think he's going to be wrestling full time? Come on, man.
No, exactly.
I didn't say full time. See, so he would have took the title off of Punk. So what? I would have rather have him beat Take. I mean,
okay. Either way, Spot. I'm telling you this much. But you said it before. That champion could not. He was the champion last year going into WrestleMania. He won. He had his WrestleMania moment. Why are people still thinking that CM Punk cares more about what's going on than what's going on? He's paid. He's sitting at UFC getting UFC cats mad at him because he's getting more TV time than them. He's good. People have this whole misconception about this dude who don't know Phil Brooks. I don't know Phil Brooks. But Chicago-made punk like Chicago-made Mike Knox. And I know a Chicagoan when I see a Chicagoan. He don't give a damn.
I know
more than what people think
damn,
that he does.
But
he's
I'm
getting
a
paid.
The
he's
story
got, he got everything he wanted, Spotty. He got everything that he wanted. Why is his legion of morons? You know, remember he pointed to the camera and said, "What's this Mark Nation right there?" Tell him. He said, "F you." Because even he don't like the trash you put out there about him. Come on, people, man. You guys ride for these people more than you ride for your mother and father. 347-637-3859.
Wow. Tell him why you're mad.
Look, I
don't drink Wawa. I don't drink Wawa. I live in the basement, Garrett. I have a nice pallet on the floor in the attic.
Listen. 3 years ago, I made a top 25 tag team wrestling list. Before we get into the NXT discussion and everything else, we're going to get into y'all and your phone calls in a section as well as your tweets and find out what's your mark-out moment, perfect punch of the week, or Russian sickle. But last week, I rehashed the tag team list that I created 4 years ago. 25 was the Hollywood Blondes, 24 Fabulous Freebirds, 23 The Rockers, 22 Demolition, 21 Harlem Heat, and 20 was Money, Inc. Now, 19 through 15. 19, Beer Money. 18, The Varsity Club. 17, The Mega Powers. 16, The Russians. And 15, The Funks. Dory and Terry Funk. I'm waiting, Spocky.
You smoking that mean peyote.
Oh, well, first of all, I never really had peyote. So I don't
you
think I'm
peyote.
On. No.
You never saw
what the hell peyote is. Peyote. On the face. I'm saying I'm not smoking peyote right now.
Well, all I'm saying is you got the Mega Powers number what?
Well, first of all, Spot, what title did they ever win? They're 17. Think
exactly.
About it.
That's why the Mega Powers should be number 25 at bat.
Come on,
they
brother.
Should not
I thought
be no higher than that.
They're still the biggest.
Said,
okay.
They put the Mega Powers together simply so they could do what they did for WrestleMania 5. We
and
all
was,
know that.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was arguably
a better breakup. Without that breakup, Shawn Michaels kicking Marjorie through the barbershop wouldn't have been as impactful.
It'd be number one.
It wouldn't be as impactful if they didn't already do it first with the Mega Powers. That was huge as a kid with him stealing his girl.
Well, he didn't steal
Miss
Elizabeth.
To this day, I was a Hulk Hogan fan until that moment.
He didn't steal Miss Elizabeth. He just went to the back and checked on her. And Mach had to suffer the fate of taking on, what were they called in the Twin Towers of Big Boss Land and the Dream of Kings? Worst game ever, her team, the Dream. But again, all I'm saying is I'm okay with the list. The Funks, okay, I'm not going to argue that. Beer Money, to me, they could be a little lower, you know, on the spectrum. Oh, he should come up. But Mega Power should only be 25. And that, again, like last week, that will move my Hollywood Blondes up because we all know I'm Flying Brian and I'm all about stunning Steve, baby. That's all I'm saying.
You need to stop stunting your growth. That's why you're short like you are. Here you go. What you think about the list?
I'm 6 feet tall. Thank you.
Man, I'm still going to stand with this. Mike, what's wrong with you putting the Mega Powers of our Harlem Heat? Or
thank
even
you.
Gear? Come on, man. The Mega Powers of our Harlem Heat? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Man, you're smoking some good, man. You're smoking some good.
Can I tell you my argument and why I'm Big Daddy Knox and y'all are listening to my program on my show? Let me tell you. You ready? Like to hear it? Here you go. Listen, Harlem Heat, for as great as they were as a tag team, right, they have a lot of flaws within them. Tag team, and I'm not saying that in this opinion or this point I'm about to make, Mega Powers were better in because they're about the same. That's tag team fluidity. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have the greatest tag team fluidity as Beer Money had of coming in and out, working. What a tag team and me is really based on working together as one person. Harlem Heat wasn't really that good at that. Okay. Again, we talked about, and you both agreed with last week, that they didn't have the greatest of competition in WCW at that time as a tag team. Their biggest foes was probably who? The Steiner Brothers late when the Steiner Brothers were on their way out of being the Steiner Brothers, and then probably the Outsiders that took their titles. I'm not knocking Harlem Heat as a fan. I'm not, again, that makes my point even more valid. I'm not knocking Harlem Heat as a tag team. I'm saying you have to break down things about, and Spot, you know, how we do things. I was very strategic of how I put it together and why I put it together. And I'll find that next week because, again, I had just rehashed this list and I found it. I'm trying to find out how did I come up with the list on that, where that piece of paper is. But I'm quite sure the criteria that I came involved with was way too good.
I just feel like you got the mega powers. Yeah, I need the criteria because the mega powers didn't beat nobody. They didn't win no titles. So your criteria has to be real excellent to have that argument stand at all. Because all of you should be above the mega powers, in my opinion.
Hold
up. Come on now.
Spot, let me ask you a question, though, man. So you're saying because they didn't win a title, they shouldn't be that high, right? Is that what you're saying? You mean titles mean a lot?
For tag team wrestling in terms of the top 25 tag team, yeah, they do. They do. Like, my argument with the Rockers were because they never became WWF tag team champions. And
right.
I counted that by saying they won titles in the AWA and in Memphis and so on and so forth. I'm not arguing with the mega powers, you know, the impact that they had. But in terms of tag teams, they weren't in tag team wrestling that long.
They were as a tag team. You look at things like Yokozuna and Owen Hart, right?
They
wasn't
were
tag a tag. Hold, let me finish the question. They wasn't a tag team long, but look how impactful they were. The mega powers didn't lose. You had the two best guys from the 80s ever in WWE ever, arguably ever, Hulk Hogan and Macho Man. The only thing that was better than that was Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior. As far as star power is concerned. But, I mean, again, this is the list for you to pick
again,
apart.
Again, the Mega Powers was the only put together to take on the Mega Bucks. It was just a SummerSlam thing.
No, they was
and
not
it,
put together for that. They were put together so they could fight themselves at WrestleMania. That's what they
well,
were put
again,
together. They both, it had nothing to do with it. It had nothing to do with fighting the Mega Bucks.
Wrestling storyline-wise, we're not talking about backstage politics.
Wrestling storyline, okay. Well, first, make up your mind. Are we going to be citizen reporters or are we going to be reporters? Which one is it going to be? Are we going to be fans or what? We're going
to
be intelligent fans or smart?
Well,
if we're
going to
both sides of the story, they were put together so that the two biggest guys in the company could explode. Hence, the mega powers explode. Come on, man. 347, 637.
Again, that's not a tag team. Are they going to be put together to fight each other? Come on now. That should not be in your top 25 at all.
Make your damn list. When you make your damn list, you can talk about you in the spotlight. Until then, this is my damn list, okay? 347.
That's
six,
like 3 years
seven.
Old.
5'9". You know what? Now, on to the wrestling shows of wrestling shows. People, I'm going to break down for you the differences between wrestling and wrestling entertainment, i.e., Spotface calling it Mania one day over WrestleMania. The reason you have Raw, as much as this is going to be painful, as much as it was painful for me to come to grips with this, it's not for wrestling. Monday Night Raw is an entertainment show. Badly entertaining as it can be at times and as dry and boring as it can be at times. That's what it's put there for. SmackDown, a little bit of both. It gives you wrestling, and it feeds entertainment. And I haven't really realized that I'm at school on Friday night, so I skimmed through a lot of SmackDown. I didn't realize until the last 2 weeks how much Raw review they do. They used to just do a review. They show whole matches and segments now. I'm like, oh,
exactly.
Put me out of here. But in the last, 2 months here, 3 months, I've turned my attention to Hulu, where they play NXT. Well, not only is the NXT Divas over women's division, over the Diva division in WWE, it's painful to even watch Divas wrestle in the WWE. You heard last week I'm hardcore. It shouldn't be called Divas in the first place. Let's just kill back, get back to women's wrestling. They wrestled over there. As dumb as the one girl's gimmick was, it was the crowd loved her. It has an old TNA impact feel to the NXT zone. You know, because everybody tried to emulate the ECW channel, that crap, you know. Everybody does that. But it has that feel of a NWA Saturday night show, except where everybody's relevant. You know what I mean? Where you was excited at 7:05 to watch it. You know what I mean? Every Saturday as a child, teenager, you know, you were watching 705. You were watching, it's like watching a Clash of the Champions all the time, which tomorrow they're going to have a Clash of the Champions on NXT. NXT is pure. That's where you get your WWE wrestling fix. It has the guys you want to see get over more. The Shield are all there constantly. Big E Langston's on there constantly. This guy who is CM Punk 2.0. I mean, it's a very witty, brilliant wrestling show. Hugo, do you watch NXT?
Yeah, I watch a couple of episodes on it. I fairly enjoy, especially just because it's, like you said, it's the wrestling out of it, you know, just the actual pure athleticism of the people there. So yeah, I do watch it from time to time.
The wrestling on
never
here.
Never watched it.
You're missing
never
wrestling.
Never watched it.
It's better wrestling than TNA.
You know why? Okay.
It's better wrestling than TNA.
I hear everything you're saying. I just feel like
believe in the NXT.
When the new guys come up, I want to put the new guys that they are. I don't want to sit there and find out, oh, well, Big E is the champion over there, so why is he not that on Raw? Or why is they, you know,
well,
I don't want to be a fan
of me, though. That's my personal opinion. Today, I can't stand your personal opinion, okay?
Wow.
Because today, your personal opinion, it's like a back rash. I can't quite reach it, but it keeps itching me enough that it's annoying me. That's your opinion today. It's annoying the hell out of me because you have to understand. Matter of fact, I'm going to take it back to the 80s for you, and you're going to hate me for this one, but I know you're a hip-hop purist. You must learn, okay, that NXT and WWE all go together. That's your SmackDown. That's your main event. One show, it goes with the other show. It's like connecting the dots. You can't get mad because they're a multi-billion dollar company, and this world we live in has multiple tablets and platforms to watch things and apps to watch things on. They're taking advantage of what's being given to them. And majority of pure wrestling fans, and Spot, you are a tag team specialist, my brother. Let me appeal to your wrestling side. You are a wrestler.
Okay.
You spent time in the ring with Johnny Raj. You love wrestling. You loved when TNA had the eight sides. You loved TNA. That you will love and admire and believe in NXT. Trust me. Believe!
Get all that right. TNA had six sides.
I was thinking about the Octagon.
I was trained by the WWE Hall of Famer, Johnny Rods himself. I've been in the ring with countless people, a la the birthday boy himself, Amazing Red, Child the Red. I will be hitting him up on the book about that. But again, I'm just confused. When Big E and the Shield come out, and then you watch NXT, and these guys aren't even the Shield on NXT.
They aren't the Shield on NXT. That's what you're wrong at.
I've heard that they were.
Well, guess what? Okay, hold on. We've talked about what you heard from other people and what you hear right here in the barbershop, right? Who's Big Daddy Knox? Who's the CEO?
I don't know who. I know who Mike Knox is. I don't know who Big Daddy anybody is.
Okay. I'm telling you right now, he was on ECW. The only thing that's kind of thrown off on there is that they rivaled Big E Langston for a while. Like, they were beating his tailpipes. You know what I mean? But the Shield is the Shield. You know what I'm saying? The Shield is the Shield. They're who they are.
I'll tune into this Clash of Champions thing. I'll do that much. And, you know, I don't live on the internet. I'm one of those guys, actually.
But do you have Hulu?
I'll get some Hulu. I'd rather get some Hula or whatever. Hulu. I don't even like that name. I don't tout. You know what? You know, I'm on a rant. I don't tout. I don't Hulu. You know, I actually live a life off a laptop or the
buddy,
internet.
But
you know?
I do them all. And NXT is going to be.
Exactly. Mike Knox will do them all. He's the MVP of
NXT. The following is a paid advertisement from Vince McMahon.
I'm going to. I'm gonna kill what I've created.
He already killed it, and it's being reborn in NXT. 347-637-3859. We're gonna take a break, y'all. We're gonna come right back, and we're gonna talk Raw tonight. What we expect from Raw tonight? Couple more questions. I see the calls coming in. I see calling back in 570. We're gonna pick y'all all up in 1 second. We'll be right back here on the BDSR Networks Perfect Plex Talk Radio.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, darling. From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face, through the halls and the corridors, sinking in blood, he tasted his grin and it tasted good. The king shook his head, left him broken and dead.
We got our annual Brooklyn hater in the house, Spot Face. We got our Latino
position. I'm not Brooklyn hater when I am from Brooklyn.
Hugo, you know why? Because y'all beat the tailpipes off my Bulls of the night, and it's okay.
And we're going to do it tonight, too.
Well, since that I can watch that game since it's work-related, the Bulls will not lose to the Brooklyn tonight.
You want to make a wager?
Yeah, we can make a wager right here live on air. Let's make a wager. What's one of it? How about if I'm right, if the Bulls win tonight, every single thing I say next week, you got to say, that's right, Big Daddy Knox.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I hear.
Okay.
So Big Daddy Knox,
okay.
You right.
Okay. No, all next week, I want to hear, Spot Face, you're the best. That's it.
No problem. There
anything
you go.
Anything I say, Spot Face, you're the best.
You hear that, Hugo, right? Listeners?
Yep, I heard that. All
right, y'all hear that? don't let them get away. And remember, fans that's listening, let's be real. Let's get out there right now and tell the fans right now, Vince McMahon didn't screw the fans. The fans screwed the fans. Hashtag Perfect Plex Talk Radio BDSR Network. At Spot Face, at Mike Knox with three X's.
I do not want to see these pictures on Instagram talking about
right.
The fans.
No memes. No memes without having. Right. There you go.
Without having hashtag BDSR Network, hashtag Spot Face, hashtag Mike Knox. Do it. Be fair, fans. be fair. I've been screwed before by the internet community.
Not only that, I've been screwed by all. Hit the name hashtag Mr. Blog Talk Radio, because all you peon peasants out there that want to get your own shows that last about four episodes in and then try to call talent in the business and try to use me as an excuse, and then that talent calls me and says, hey, do you know these people? And I go, yeah, but don't do their show, so they don't do your show. That's why we're the show the pros listen to, because they call and get advice sometimes from me. This is not a game. This is not a – we're not talking about practice.
Let me just go on the record and say, nobody wants to do a show that only people's grandmamas listen to. I'm just saying.
Or your degenerate girlfriend. She's only listening.
Or your ring rat of a girlfriend. And real wrestler fans know what ring rats are. Those are the groupies that go from city to city, from independent show to independent show, looking to get with any talent.
Is that the kind of groupie that was on Almost Famous? Because she was a super groupie.
Yes.
That was a super groupie.
With the referee who repped that night, the bell guy, the ring announcer, anybody associated with a federation with three to four letters. Yes, ring rat. So if your girlfriend's a ring rat and she listens to your show, the pros aren't going to listen in. Damn well not do an interview. I'm just saying.
Now
that's
Spot.
Been in the spotlight.
Now, Spot, the Shield. Believe in the Shield, or is it all hype?
First of all, I love the Shield. I love the theme music. I love that walkie-talkie.
That promo they did on SmackDown was great.
I love the Shield. I believe in it. I like it. It's still unexplained, but yet it's still damn good. You know, I still don't know who's their leader. I don't know who Heyman paid. I don't know when with the whole CM Punk thing earlier this year. I still don't know nothing about them, yet I'm glad they're there. I'm glad it's refreshing. And I'm glad the WWE has decided to put them over as much as they have.
Do you want to see them break up, Hugo? Because that's all the talk is, Dean Ambrose is a star by himself, which I 100% agree with. I said it from Jump Street. I remember I did hashtag, I'm a Dean Ambrose guy. I did that, you know. But, Hugo, is it time to break them up, or are they just getting warmed up?
No, they're just getting warmed up. Whoever wants to break them up, I think they're a bunch of fools, to be honest with you. Look what happened when Nexus came out, and then they had the whole core crap and all that garbage, you know? This is actually a team that's legitimate, and if you break them up, you might be making a big mistake. The way they are, you know, they're mysterious, ways and stuff like that, coming out, beating people guys up, trying to get noticed, you know, becoming rebels. I like that, just like Spot said. No leader, no nothing. They just work for themselves. Whoever pays them off, all for justice. Keep them alive. They got to keep them alive.
He said all for justice. See, what I love about the Shield is I love it. To me, their promos do it all. Their vignettes does it all for them. And they had, Undertaker, you may be undefeated at WrestleMania, but we're undefeated, period. You know what I mean? And JBL puts them over so well when he's doing commentary with these guys. These guys have all the total package up to me of what a tag team of what a six man tag team would incorporate, kind of like they truly do remind me of they're alluding to me right now, the Fabulous Freebirds, in a way where Michael P.S. Hayes is that Ambrose character, you know what I mean, and Bam Bam,
yeah.
and Gordy
the muscle.
Right, and it just come together. They all got that part that you got the ground guy, the high flying guy, and the muscle guy, and it fits so good.
And they all legitimately can wrestle.
Right. I can look at each one of them and say they can all be future stars in this business separately. You know what I mean? To me, the biggest star, the biggest money making star, however, to me is Roman Reigns. He's that big guy. He's that.
He can be a face or heel.
Right. The no broke back. I can see the girls loving him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That dark
I was
hair,
say that.
The size, the tattoos, the Samoan heritage behind him. He does have that rock bloodline in him. So you already know the girls are going to fall in love with him. I believe in the Shield. But we want to hear from you, Smack Talk Center. Do you believe? And, well, there go the answer. They believe.
What did they believe?
They believe.
I think we all believe in the Shield because we all once wanted to believe in Nexus. And because they dropped the ball with that, they gave us the Shield. you know, because the Shield just came out of nowhere. Nobody saw that coming. They all had on the big boss man attitude, Eric attire, and they just all got the job done from day one. Arguably, the second best match at WrestleMania, if not the best match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was pretty damn awesome.
When I tell you watching WrestleMania, when that was the opening match, and they had the crowd from start to finish. And those are three rookies. Let's not forget that. They're rookies to be on the main stage, main roster, and they got the job done. So I don't think anybody should not believe in the Shield. You might not believe in the gimmick because, you know, it's more holes in it than Swiss cheese. But for what it's worth, it's entertaining. And it's believable. Now, the question should be, do they win or lose tonight?
They got to win. If they want to get, you know, make a name of themselves, they
got
to win tonight.
Brothers of Destruction reunited with, in Nazis terms, the American Dragon, a la Goatface himself. So you got three outstanding, you know what I mean, opposers on the other side of that ring versus the Shield. I mean, you think they're going to have Taker come back on TV and not go over?
I think he won't take the loss. It won't be him to get pinned. It'd be American Dragon.
Or it could be Kane, because you know how Kane doesn't mind winning or losing. You know that Kane takes more L's to the face than Snoop Dogg. On 420.
Oh, you stupid. Shout out to Snoop Dogg and the midget he was hanging with on 420. See, what should be spoken about, the family members and people that we lost at the annual 420 festival in Colorado over the weekend, where shots ran out and people were running like running to the bulls for their lives. But we got a call coming in from the 609. 609, you're on with Perfect Fresh Shark Radio. What's your beef?
Hey, what's going on, man? My beef is this whole booking situation with Daniel Bryan. If you couldn't make a more solid artist look like a joke, I don't know what else is going on, you know?
Why you see him as a joke? I understand what you're saying, that he could be better single-wise. I get that whole argument side. But outside that, you don't think that he's still in the picture of being relevant?
Nah, it's not even about being relevant. It's how you're relevant. Are you a novelty act or are you a real deal? Like, he had something going with him at one time where he was in a mat wrestling form of a Bret Hart or Owen Hart. Now he's in a situation where he's a straight novelty act, like what happened to Owen Hart towards the end when they were just throwing weird, funny things at him and having him hang out with Nation Domination or Blue Blazer.
They know where to put him at. You don't think that he could come back from that? I mean, we know we come from the world of we can wake up tomorrow and they're whole different people.
Yeah, you see, I can see what you're saying where he could come back for that. They could probably try to straighten him out. But the goat face and the hugging Kane, and it's just a matter of it's going to take 2 years, 3 years before they get him to where he was at one time when he was basically the best mat wrestler in the company.
I got to disagree with that because they've done plenty of things with Kane. Mm-hmm. He's always been able to come back. Same name, different forms of the gimmick. But Kane has always remained strong no matter what he was given. And I see the same thing with Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan went from being, you know, rivaling the Miz from NXT to the world champion to the things with AJ to losing in 8 seconds at Mania to the goat face. I think it's an evolution of the character. I think you could put Daniel Bryan in any situation and he'll succeed. Kind of like Owen Hart did. I disagree, but the Black Heart got over in the Nation. For what it was, you understood why he went against DX, so why in the Nation?
Yeah, but Owen Hart could have stood on his own. And that's why I think the problem with Daniel Bryan is he could have stood on his own. Just like what you said, no matter what situation he's going to shine, that's the type of artist he is, that's the type of performer he is. He could take garbage and make it shine like a diamond, but he's just looking like a clown. You basically stripped him of all his credibility as far as what he was as a mat wrestler. And you made him sort of a novelty act who wrestles good and then takes the fall at the end.
I understand everything you're saying, and I like the Rihanna reference, Shine Bright Like a Diamond. Horrible song with her singing it, by the way. No matter how good she looks, she sings that song horribly about her own grandmother anyway. But moving on. I agree, though. I see what you're saying. That's what I said. Remember, friendly, I said, I agree with you, but I think, because we had questions before, I'm not sure how long you've been listening to the program. Please, everybody out there, please go to www.bdsirnetwork.com. Check out all the interviews, the Hall of Fame, and things that we've done in for this business and around this business. But where else can you put him right now? You know what I mean? If you put him by himself,
right,
at this point, he's gonna fall to the wayside. At least now, honestly, I'm just saying he's that guy that's shining in matches and taking a loss. You know what I mean? I get that, because especially lately, he's been taking a lot of L's lately when they have lost between, you know, Team Hell No and things like that. But I think because of the temperament that they have, his character being, he has that short fuse of a temper, it can quickly just jump right back into where it was when they're ready to do it. Right now, it's best for him to get over. The fans are liking him, even though, honestly with you, and you know what I'm talking about, you sound like an intelligent wrestling fan, accidentally, from last year at WrestleMania with the Yes chant, that was all accidental. You know what I mean? He got over accidentally. Vince McMahon never believed in him, but he got over. You know what I'm saying? So I think in time, well, let me rephrase that. As a wrestling mark that I can be at times, I hope that he can get over it. But I see your pain in that and what's going on. But let me ask you this before I let you get out of here. What do you believe about them tonight as far as them taking on the Shield? Do you see Taker, them losing tonight to the Shield, or did the Shield continue to go undefeated? I think the Shield still goes undefeated tonight.
Yeah, to be honest, I would like to see the Shield go undefeated, or at least lead into a bigger angle where the Shield and Kane and Daniel Bryan can get into something, because I think that dynamic of those performers is some of the best wrestling they got right now. And the
Absolutely.
Taker being in it, it's just, you know, I think they use Taker for their big pops and the ratings. You know, right now, I think they just want to get nice poppies on the tour.
Yeah, they have no star power. They have no star power.
Exactly.
CM Punk's hurt. You know, he's not quitting the company, no matter what all those people want to say. Okay, he's legitimately hurt. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard my rant earlier about him hardcore. I just can't stand when people say that he's quitting the company because of what he went through lately. People, use your intelligence. The man got over for over 400-something days. He could care less. If, you know what I mean? If he had to leave because he's injured. But I definitely want to see. I believe in the Shield, but I believe in NXT, and they come from NXT. So I'm believing in every one of those guys down at NXT coming up soon. And I think after this tour in England, or wherever they are, I know they're in the UK, but I think they're doing more than UK. I think they're doing all that, South Africa and all that stuff. After they're done this annual, you know, he's on NXT too. Even though he lost on NXT, I never was a big fan of his anyway. I'm sorry, people. I know that hair alone threw me off. It was like somebody just took some jizz and put it in his hair. I'm sorry. I never liked Justin Gabriel. Somebody could do a 450. So could a lot of wrestlers. But you know, I think once they're done this annual over the seas tour that they're doing, we're going to see the fat get trimmed a little bit, because they have very
that's the firing coming. The firing
they got
coming.
Spot face is what I try to tell you. They have superior talent in-ring and entertainment-wise in NXT than what they currently have on the roster now. I truly believe that from the guys I've been watching the last couple of weeks. They have better wrestling, and they have better – you know what it is about NXT? And this is why I'm going to show it up like this. We all clamor and want these guys to be allowed to be themselves, right? Everyone seems to be themselves in NXT for some odd reason. It just seems to fit. Whether that's them or not, it seems natural on NXT that that's how that person is. And
I just think Vince should have kept it that way. It worked in the most successful era, arguably, in wrestling.
It did, but I keep trying to tell you, when the question, the problem that people will have to understand of why wrestling changed, yes, a lot of it can be pointed towards the Linda McMahon Congress thing. But a lot of it, even more than Linda McMahon going to Congress, has to be pointed at the fact that UFC got too big. And Vince wasn't ready for that demographic of men changing into loving something that was so real when people still know that wrestling is predetermined. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it changed when UFC got so popular and he could no longer put on what he thought was really, you know, scripted to a point. And I refuse to say the F word. Okay, really scripted. Okay, and that's when wrestling changed for the most part, when UFC got popular. And he has to go back to the 80s. Everything in life is a circle of life. They told you that in the Lion King. Okay, it's a circle of life. Okay, it comes back to form. We're back in the 80s. And I grew up in the 80s, so it doesn't bother me watching same five moves. It happened.
Same effing stuff.
There you go. But
I'm just saying, can Randy Orton start kicking people in the head again?
Please.
Yeah,
I would.
Like, I pray for some of that. Like, you know what it is, and I'm gonna say this. Because I watch SmackDown, and Knox, you know,
that's my show. But if I tell you now that NXT is better than SmackDown, follow me.
Wow. Then I got to start watching some.
And you know how much I love SmackDown more than any of them. And NXT is my new fix.
I look at what's going on. What happened to Sin Cara? What happened to Ray? Like, there's so many guys that can get that cheap hop that can help elevate a few guys back there or to give some guys something to do. That we're not even seeing them on TV. I think Cody Rhodes and Daniel Bryan could have a nice little storyline if it was around something. Same thing could be said with Daniel Bryan and Damian Sandow. But as tag teams, they're pigeonholed to, you know, performing with the two tons of funk and natures like that. Where's the, you know, where's my Usos at? Where's my
microphone? This is the microphone. In my hand, it's a pipe bomb.
I'm sorry. That was
like,
funny.
This is the problem I'm having. This is what fans, the problem fans are having. Like, the guys we want to see, we don't get to see. I don't care what nobody. We want to see the primetime players in a match. If Raw started off with the primetime players versus the Usos, we would all be shocked and we would all tune in to see what they could do. These guys don't even get opportunities to do nothing. And then, don't I say they have to go to TNA, where, you know, that paycheck ain't even worth a hill of beans. Don't quit your 9-to-5 thinking you can wrestle for TNA, because you'd rather probably make more money flipping a burger yearly than you would working for that company. I'm just saying.
Well, let's go ahead and make sure we touched all our bases on what we were supposed to discuss this evening.
You're right, because you know it's the truth. Like.
Partially, I do. Hugo, what do you want to see from happen from Raw tonight? I'm just looking for Hill Ziggler to hate to continue from Ziggler fans and Ziggler haters. Okay, because he can lose tonight, and I still don't give a damn because he still has the championship. Okay, nothing's going to change that.
Tonight.
You know, does Kofi Kingston lose the belt back to Antonio Cesaro because they're overseas, and he's scheduled to fight for the U.S. title against Intercontinental Champion Wade Barrett on NXT. But, oh, wait, that was recorded before he won the title last Monday, but they still ran it on Wednesday night to Hulu. So, but what are you expecting from Raw tonight, Hugo?
I want to see the Shield, you know, like everyone else, the Shield versus Brothers of Destruction and Daniel Bryan. I want to see what becomes out of that outcome. Hopefully the Shield goes over so we see him go stronger. And I'm wondering if we're going to see another epic promo by Ryback. We'll see if that happens. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Hold
right
on.
Now. And then,
am I hearing you said that promo was epic as well? Hugo, let me find out. Let me find out you listen to my every word and believe in me. Boy, you might become my second biggest fan.
Oh, God.
And the crowd went wild. What are you looking for? Smallface, what are you looking for?
What I'm looking for tonight on Raw, man, Raw in the UK, you know, Smack Talk Center, you know, are they even going to be in the building? They should have been in the building, you know.
I think it already happened, to be honest with you. Remember, it's almost
midnight.
Oh,
you're right.
It's almost midnight.
So a lot of going on right now.
Right. I mean, I can look for you guys. I wouldn't do that to you. But
I think we should do what WCW used to do and give them the results before they even come on.
Nah,
it worked out for their ratings in the beginning.
See, if I look at this, I won't watch it, which probably be easier for me to look at than watch. But hold on.
See, you got to look at
No, no, something else came across the dirt sheet. It said the fourth member of the Shield.
Oh, my God. The goat face is in the Shield. Oh, my God. It's the goat face.
That would be
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think that would be awesome, to be honest.
You know, deep down,
what if the whole time
it was
Hill Ziggler? What if it was all Hill Ziggler this whole time?
I was really hoping it was Taker last week. I was looking for him to turn around and, like, be in the Shield.
I thought that would have been Taker, too. That would have been awesome.
I think that would have been the ultimate pop. I think that would have been great. And what would have been the injustice? Since
but they're supposed to be bad guys, though. You can't really cheer the bad guys so much.
Yeah, but Taker would have been the injustice is I can't actively be here every week, so I found me three guys who can, and they're willing to sacrifice everything for the goodness that I represent. You know what I mean? Just something. That would have been great.
Well, anything would be great.
What I'm looking forward to tonight, I want to see some of that Barry Barrage. I want to see some of the Barrage at home and actually go over in a decent showing. Because, you know, I am the mayor of Barrage City. And you know, it didn't look too good at the pre-show of WrestleMania for the then Intercontinental Champion. But he went back and won it back the following night on Raw. So, you know, I'm looking for big things for Wade Barak, who was also a movie star, by the way. He was in Dead Man Down. If you bleep, you missed him. But he was in it.
What do you think about Kofi Kingston right now? What's next for Kofi Kingston?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing's going to come out of Kofi Kingston.
Spot?
I was just threatening, you know, the lady thought I saw a dead man down without her, so she just threatened my life. I just want to let y'all know I'm still breathing live on air. Don't judge me. But what I'm looking for with Kofi, man, is put up a shut up. I feel like I keep comparing them to Shelton Benjamin, and you guys know why. I feel like this title reign is that title reign to either propel him to winning that Money in the Bank later this year, or he's going to be Shelton Benjamin 2.0 and might be on a chopping block soon as another African-American comes along.
I wouldn't think that he's better than Shelton Benjamin 2.0, to be honest with you. I think Shelton I can say that because that's my preference. I like Shelton in-ring ability better.
Shelton can wrestle. Kofi's a high flight. Kofi can entertain.
Right.
I don't think he can necessarily go, you know, bell to bell with.
But I think the stuff that Kofi Kingston does, so that Benjamin can also pull off. You know what I mean? Like the flip over the ladder. You know, Shelton Benjamin is just, you know, I hear that he's a bloody wanker behind the scenes, but I haven't met him to validate or to confirm that opinion of what I've heard from him. But
I don't know what a bloody wanker is, Knox. Please inform her.
A bloody wanker is a penis muscle.
Oh, he's one of those spot of dicks backstage.
Yes, maybe he was. They say he acts like a bag of penises. But 3-4-7-6-3-7-3-8-5-9
The dude with the baby lord hairdo got the nerve to be a jerk backstage.
You called him a baby lord.
Yeah, you don't remember that Meteor.
Lord.
You don't remember Meteor Man? You don't
remember Meteor
Man?
Do you remember the Meteor Man?
Yes, my mother took me to see Meteor Man. I was a youth of a Yankee.
Shout out to Jazz again, saying we're cracking him up with our English accents. Well, all I know is Harry Potter and Hermione Granger. It's the reason why I speak this way. Shout out to the British Bulldog and his lovely family, who I've interviewed, all of them except for Brett, but I've spoken to Brett as well. Let's get up out of here, man. What's you got a wrestling sickle, Hugo, or Perfect Plex, or Mark Out Moment of the Week?
Man, I'm going to go over wrestling sickle, and it goes to Zack Ryder. Listen, man, I used to be a Zack Ryder follower, but, man, for him to try to tease us that he could actually become a heel with that return of the Z True Long Island story and then come out and be like, I can't do this no more. Man, it's over with. You're done. Unfortunately, it pains me to say, but you're probably going to be on that chopping block in future endeavors once they come back from overseas.
Yeah, they say we don't sound nothing like a British accent. My Harry Potter isn't good. Spot face. You got a Perfect Plex, Wrestling Sickle, or Mark Out Moment of the Week. Remember, Mark Out Moment isn't just you marking out. It could have been a mark that you saw. That mark had a Mark Out Moment. But go ahead.
Well, to be honest, again, in my UK accent, shout out to the beloved Hardwood.
It does sound pretty much. It sounds more Jamaican.
Boom, boom. Because, Vince was like, none of that book back there. None of that book.
No one knows the hell that is. Book. It's got to go to boom.
I don't have a Russian sickle. I just have a where are they? Where is Evan Bourne? Like, where is Christian? Where's Zeke that got no cuts? Like, where's all these guys that's in these video games that aren't even on TV anymore? Like, I tried to play the game over the weekend. None of the guys.
Their careers are blowed up.
Oh, okay. Because I was trying to figure out what happened to Captain Charisma. I was like, damn. He's still hurt?
You stupid.
I just want to take that time out to say that. Like, Vince, either release them or put them on TV so I know they're doing well. I'm just saying.
Listen, I got a wrestling secret this week, and again, it goes into while I'm hardcore. It's for all these marks annoys the hell out of me in every single group that I'm a part of, that I read the same old thing over and over, copy-paste, Diggy Simpson. Shout out to Diggy Simpson. Copy-paste.
Diggy Simmons. Who's Diggy Simpson?
Listen, that's what I call him. If CM Punk can call him Randall Orton, I can say what I want to say. Okay?
Yeah, but his name
Diggy,
is Randall Orton.
Diggy
Who's
Simmons.
Diggy Simpson? It's Simmons.
I did say Simmons. Don't be trying to correct my Brooklyn accent because you're from Brooklyn by way of Manhattan. Listen, my wrestling sickle is on all these morons because can we stop reading, oh, my God, CM Punk's going to quit and I hate CM Punk and The Miz is so awesome. The Miz is so much better a superstar than CM Punk could ever be. And people, seriously, CM Punk's not going nowhere. Really, your personal opinion about the guy, let that be your personal opinion. It's whatever. But just know that he's not going nowhere. He's on a very lucrative contract, people. Very lucrative.
I still want ice cream bars.
Well, you want your ice cream bars, go out there and make them yourself.
You know what? My fat ass would try, too. I bet you would,
people. We're about to get up out of here. Make sure you tune in next week as we'll have Dave Mulligans on the show. The Belt King meets the Belt Creator next week here live on Perfect Plex Talk Radio. We get back.
Wait, did he make my European title?
You can ask him. Let's get into another Raw preview, and we have what you need also in the barbershop. Why? Because we are the show that pulls us into, and thanks to you, the million-dollar audience, because without you, we cannot form together to become the mega powers in which we are here. We are now, henceforth, and forever will be the fastest rising. We are the most successful show here on Blog Talk Radio when it comes to wrestling. If you don't like it, listen anyway. We see y'all next week. We out of here.
Get out of here with that. And if you ever met him, you know he knows it's wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust him, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up, King of Me? The crew better known as Three Count to you and me. Wrestling version of ESPN, 1st and 10. And for the fans asking, what's up with TNA? Check out Mr. Lopez,
Mr.
this show covers everything. And for the marks that just hopped in the bag, y'all need some wrestling history, better listen to Chad. They're rolling up the latest SmackDown on competition too. Matter of fact, y'all, let me stop spitting, dude. It's time to tune in to the show the pros listen to. Perfect Plex Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what y'all better be listening to. Every Monday night after Raw. Go on to www.bdsirnetwork.com or call in 347